The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 9th day of June, 2022. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And, I've got an announcement to make. It's very important, but I think I'm going to hold off possibly till Monday to do that. But anyhow, another announcement we're going to make is that tonight I'm going to open at the bottom of the hour the phone lines for those of you, and this is for those of you that watched this unbelievably dishonorable, disgusting, lying panel of deathocrats. And I mean deathocrats. And Liz Cheney, you are not a Republican. And Liz Cheney, I'd like to say, listen to me. Listen to me. God's word, the Bible is very clear. Revelation 21, verse 8. All liars, Liz Cheney, Benny Thompson, all liars. See, you might not take this seriously. You might not take it seriously. And you don't. I know that. I watched you tonight. And you're a smooth liar. But Liz and Benny, I'm going to tell you, God is not mocked. God is not mocked. You people need to repent. Read the word of God. You need to repent or you're going to perish. And my job is to tell you that. I watched you and you lied and I happen to know that you've covered up. And Benny Thompson, you are not an honorable man. Don't ever tell anyone you're an honorable man. You need to repent of that. And if it's any truth left in you at all, you need to start telling it. And with that, I'm going to pick up where we left off in the Bible study. Now, the title of the message in the Bible study was An Open Letter to the Enemies of Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. And we left off in Romans chapter 12, starting with verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So Christians, folks, are called to be not conformed to this world with its behavior, its customs. It's usually selfish and often corrupting. And folks, and what we were talking about is lying has become just unbelievable. I mean, how they lie. I once had up on death row, there was a man on death row who he was executed, but he was not guilty of his crimes. I happen to know that. He was by no means a model citizen, but he was not guilty, and we did some programs on that. But on the day of his execution, I was meeting with him and his lawyer. Well, his lawyer and I were meeting with him, and let me correct that. It was the night before the execution, and his lawyer concocted this big last story to try to call the governor. And so after she tells him, he says to me, "Well, should I do that, Pastor? Is it all right to tell that lie?" It's what he said. And I said, "It's never all right to lie." And she turned and she snapped and she says, "We're paid to lie for you." And I says, "No, you're not paid to lie for me." And folks, that's the mindset out there. It's accepted. That's that panel. I don't think you could find bigger liars than on that corrupt January 6th panel. If you went to the gates of hell and opened them up and looked, and I don't think you could find bigger liars than what's on that panel tonight. Remember, I've been following this very, very closely, and if you only knew all of the evidence that they would not let brought out, if you would only knew all of the evidence, the testimony that they would not allow, that these people are evil, they're wicked, they're ungodly, they're unclean, according to God's word, the Bible. In fact, according to God's word, the Bible, if you go over to Hebrews chapter 12, the word there they use for illegitimate is bastard. And that's what that panel was. It's a bastard panel, according to God's word, the Bible. Now, folks, listen to me. If God condemns you, you better understand you're condemned. But these people apparently don't. I want to go now to Luke chapter 22, verses 36 to 38. Then said he unto them, "But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you, that this that it is written must be yet accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end." Now, in other words, here, this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, was innocent. They acknowledged, Pilate says, "I find no fault in this man." Jesus is God the Son. He could not sin. God cannot sin, folks. And so here now, it's what he's telling you about. And that we're seeing, and it's not anywhere near on the same level, but Donald Trump was innocent of all these false accusations. They fear Donald Trump. And here's what scares them. What scares them so bad about Donald Trump is that he came out from amongst them. He knows them, and that's what makes them so afraid. All of their corruption, Nancy Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, these people that came into politics became filthy rich with dirty, underhanded dealings. And Trump knows that. Trump earned his money legally and lawfully. And so they fear him. And so to get your attention off of what is happening out there, off $6 a gallon gasoline, lack of food, people unemployed, with all of the horrible, horrible things that's happening, to get your attention off that, these wicked, evil, corrupt Democrats, and I mean, I don't think that you could be any more corrupt than they are trying to get your attention off by coming up with this circus. It's just unbelievable. Now, we're at a time, and we've been telling you about this, and across the country, there are patriotic groups like ours, and they're meeting with their county sheriffs, and they're meeting with the Tea Party groups, and they're preparing in their counties, because Biden and the Communist Party have been bringing in young men of fighting age. See, I want you to remember how we tell you these things, and the others will not tell you. They will not, even though they know that, even some of the other Christian patriot, they know this, but they're not ready quite, and I'm not going to condemn them for, because I'm, you know, right now, I'm putting my neck out there, and I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. I'm doing it because I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I turned tail, tucked tail, and became a lesser person by not having the integrity and honor to stand up and do what's needed at the time. And that's what I'm doing right here tonight. I'm going to tell you. And now, according to God's word, the Bible, which is the highest and only real authority, and according to our Constitution, we, the American people, have an obligation right now to start a new government, to start a new government, and bring America back to one nation under God. Now, we read you out of God's word, the Bible, and now I'm going to go to the Declaration of Independence, the action of the Second Continental Congress. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. Well, you know what? I'm going to stop and go back because I didn't finish my scripture. And they said, Lord, Lord, let me go back. But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise crypt, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that it is written that you must yet be accomplished to me. And it was reckoned among them the transgressors for these things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, we have two swords. And he said to them, that is enough. Now, folks, what he's telling you here, that it was time now, that the time had come when they were going to need to be able to defend each other. And that time has come in our country right now. That time has come in our country right now. This country is at war. The enemy is bringing in, like I was telling you before, we've telling you, young men, plane loads of young men, flying them into different parts of the country. These are sleeper cells. The Biden regime is putting together sleeper cells. And when they want to do all that they can to stop the election. They cannot survive a fair and honest election. The Democratic Communist Party will be decimated. They realize that. They have to do everything they can. This is the Great Reset. This is the time when they're planning on totally destroying the sovereignty of the American people, get rid of our Constitution, and polluting, I mean polluting, the Supreme Court and eliminating the Electoral College. This is pure Antichrist communism. This is pure Antichrist communism out there. And again, we are commanded by God's word, the Bible, and by this Constitution again, to now start a new government. And let me read it to you again. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers to such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same objective evidences, a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient suffering of these colonies, and I would say these 50 states. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter the former system of government. Now, I'm going to stop there, but you get the message, folks. Right now, you know, we're at that point. We are at that point. It is now our duty to do that. And so I want to go now back to our scripture, and I want to pick it up in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting verses 1 through 8. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. That's exactly what we saw tonight. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of the ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Thenceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Well, when he talks about a charge, that was a military term that they used. In other words, there were three ways that you could complete that charge. One, if you went ahead and completed the charge. Two, if that was relieved, if whoever gave you the orders relieved you of that. Or three, if you died. But you had to do one of the three. That was, again, a charge here. When he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. When I was a very young preacher, an older preacher, in fact, he was one of my mentors, and a dear, dear friend, and a father-like figure, Pastor Ralph Lenz. He said to me one night as we were driving home late, and I had been preaching, and I believe, if I remember, it was out in Cortland, Ohio, years before I had pastored a church out there. And he was sound asleep, and all of a sudden, he woke up out of his sleep, sat up, looked at me, and said, son, promise me that you'll continue to preach the gospel while I'm gone. And I said, well, yeah, sure. And I had every intention, right? And he said, good, and went right back to sleep. And that was kind of a strange thing. I thought, I wonder what he'd been dreaming of. But he says, here, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. In other words, when you can do it without persecution, or if it's going to cost you, you're still going to preach the gospel. That is number one, mission one. God gave us three major missions from Genesis to Revelation, and mission one is to preach the gospel and to carry out the Great Commission. And that's evangelizing, baptizing, in obedience, and preaching the Word of God. Now, number two was, from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, and that's our charge. We have that charge by Almighty God. If you have a profession that you are a Christian, then you have that charge of Almighty God. And I almost knocked a cup of tea off here. And that was a close one. But anyhow, he goes on to say, reprove, rebuke, and exhort. And that's exactly what we are to do. Reprove means to correct. And of course, rebuke also means to, well, it means to chastise or discipline, or correct too, also to correct too. And exhort means to encourage with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, and that time has never been more than it is right now. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist to make full proof of the ministry. Every sign out there, folks, is shows you, because of what we see happening here in America, we're the last truly free nation, and they're trying to take away and stop us. And I know everything that we're talking about has been prophesied. It's in the Word of God. But all of the signs that you have, the wickedness, the extreme wickedness, the trying to change the DNA, all of the evil that's out there is a sign that the return of the Lord is closer than it's ever been. And how much more will God, how much more will he tolerate before his cup of indignation is filled to the top? The way that what they're doing to the children out there, folks, is another sign that, well, let me tell you, Sodom and Gomorrah couldn't hold a candle to the wickedness of this country today. And so he goes on to say, for I am now ready to be offered, and this is what you want to be able to say, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing. And folks, the Lord says he's coming back for those that are looking for his return. Now, this is our goal, to fight a good fight and to finish our course. And our goal is to hear those words someday, well done, my good and faithful servant. Now, again, as I was telling you, well, a couple of things I wanted to say. We're in summertime, and like I told you, well, I'm just going to tell you now, but I'll go more into detail on Monday instead of tonight. But there are three, possibly four stations that we're going to have to give a 30-day notice, and that will be Monday, and I'll do that then. That within that 30 days, our contract is canceled and we're off, because those four stations are not, well, they're not even coming close to supporting themselves, and we hate to go off a station. We really do. We fight, and I'm telling you here too, when I tell you we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes on the cross to do everything we can from going out. And even though those stations, usually in every one of them, there's a couple of really nice people, God bless you out there, that really sacrifice to keep us on, but it's not enough. And we'll talk more about that Monday. But for now, I want to give you our address. Our address is WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 404-872-4065. We definitely need, right now, it's summertime, and like all ministries, things fall off in the summer. We definitely need to hear from you folks more than we've ever had to in the past. You can go to our website, wrwl.org, wrwl.org. And also, I would say this, that when you send a donation, request the newsletter. It's free, and there is some vital information that you need in there. So we'll be back right after this. I'm going to open the phone lines right now. The phone lines are now open at 888. Now, these are for those of you that watched that very, very corrupt, illegitimate panel tonight. I want you that have watched this to call in because we need to discuss it. 888-677-9673. We'll be back after this.
In God we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed with inalienable rights of life and precious liberty, the pursuit of happiness. On these we now take aim and set our sights. Like sleeping watchmen on the wall, we have failed to heed the signs of usurping foreign powers within our land, letting fraud, deceit, and usury be the curse of these hard times. Now won't you heed this wake-up call and lend a hand and be a part of the solution and restore our Constitution. Play your part in reclaiming our nation. Join the second American Revolution today. In the spirit of our ancestors who refused to live in chains, we now must cast our eyes on liberty's light. For the blood spilled by our forefathers still flows within our veins, and we shall not live as slaves without a fight. Like soldiers we must stand and face this enemy within, and do what we must do to seize the time. For in order to defend and exercise our liberties, we now must place our liberty on the line and be a part of solution and restore our Constitution. Play your part in reclaiming our nation. Join the second American Revolution today. Be a part of the solution and restore our Constitution.
Rout all those traitors right out of our system.
Second American Revolution today.
When your nation is floundering in a sea of phony debt, and your cities are seething with domestic violence, and you're broke and disgusted with your worthless government, will you need the peacekeeping forces today? As the United Nations sends our soldiers overseas for the purpose of propping up their fake democracies, don't be fooled by denial. These are gross conspiracies. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces today. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces. The peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops are on their way. Keep your eyes on the
peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces, through force they will take your guns away.
As our traitorous leaders sell this country down the drain to assist and support the international bankers' aims, don't be fooled by your TV, it's just there to fan the flames of another United Nations charade. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops are here today. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. They're unloading shipments every day. Watch the mother of global martial law attempt to make things right. Wrong. Now that your mind has been salvaged and you still have truth in sight, and you have not been duped by all their propaganda hype, will you fight for this country when you know the time is right? Will you fight the peacekeeping forces today? We're gonna fight the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops will have to pay. Don't you think those light bright blue helmets sure make darn good targets? Huh. 2, 3, 4, they send out the troop boats on the bay. There's no more sinister way to attack the USA than to do it the New World Order.
All right, I think I'm up, and I'm hoping you people can hear me. If I'm up, you had John McTernan. Is John McTernan there?
Pastor Ernie, I'm here, and I hear you.
Okay, John, pray, would you offer up a prayer against the prince of the power of the airwaves and of this equipment? Because, again, because of the content of the program tonight, you know what's happening out there. And I wanted to say this, too, folks, when I'm telling you about this, as I realize, and believe me, I get fully told, and John can tell you, warned about what we're doing here, that I could have my doors kicked open at 2 o'clock in the morning and jackbooted thugs, like what they did with Randy Weaver and a Waco, come busting into my house in the middle of the night with the Antichrist Communist Party for doing what we're doing, for telling the truth. The truth is not what light. And to have that covered by the fake, the very, very fake news media. But you know what? You know, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And I could not live with myself again if I didn't stand up and I didn't have the honor and the integrity to do the right thing. And so, John, would you pray against the prince of the power of the airwaves tonight?
Are they trying to censor again, Pastor Ernie?
Well, they've been knocking me down. I've been, it's been the equipment. Somehow there's in the equipment. It takes it down, and I have to keep changing my different channels here to try to get back up and on. So,
okay.
Go.
Yeah, Father, we're before you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, the Bible says that Satan is the prince and power of the air. And these waves are going right through, I guess you would, as according to the scriptures, his domain. But in Jesus' name, we can have authority over it. And we're asking now that everything would function properly. The equipment would, any attack on the equipment would cease and it would function properly. The signal would be proper. The stations could pick it up and it could broadcast and it would go out to the nation. We want multitudes to hear this truth. We want to hear it. This is the hour of lies now. Lies seem to be taking over everything, and we want the truth to cut through these lies. So the Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And the people here in America can be free from these lies, free from the information of these lies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. John, did you watch this illegitimate panel tonight?
No, I had my show, Pastor Ernie.
Oh, that's right.
Right after the show was over, I came here.
All right. Well, I never saw such lying in my life. And again, like I'd say, in order to get liars like that, you'd have to go right to the gates of hell to get them that bad and open it up. And I was thinking as they were lying, and I remember Liz Cheney. Oh, unbelievable, that wicked woman. And I was thinking of Ashley Babbitt, that pretty young woman who was unarmed, and she was murdered by a dirty cop right in front of the nation. And they said, look, that's the idea that they were telling you, that we can do whatever we want and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, the heck with the Constitution, heck with law. We're above the law. And the lies that they told, you know, not one of those people there, not one of them are worthy enough, and they attacked Donald Trump, to either tie his shoestring. Those people are scared to death of Donald Trump, because they know if Donald Trump ever gets back in the White House, then there's going to be real justice, and we're going to have real trials, and those wicked, evil, ungodly criminals will be going to prison, and that's why they're so afraid. And they're using this to keep the attention off how they're destroying our country. And so, remember Officer Brian Sicknick? Remember how he was beaten to death? And I watched every one of the stations. You turn the channel, the entire echo chamber, every single lying talking head was out there saying he was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. That was a lie from the pit of hell.
Oh, yeah. And they still believe that, Pastor. There's multitudes of people that still believe that the man had a problem with his heart, and that's how he died. He died of natural causes because of his heart. And they gave him a state funeral burial, or not a burial, but a viewing in the Capitol Rotunda, claiming that he was murdered defending the country. And his own family was saying, stop it, that's not how he died. He died of, unfortunately, he had a bad heart. That's what he died from.
What about the five police officers that were killed? They were murdered by the Trump followers, by the Trumpsters. Except for the problem is, there were no police officers killed. There were no. It was a lie the five times, and again, the entire Echo, NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, CNN, every one of the lying talking heads, and on Fox News, too, were telling you that there were five police officers were killed. There wasn't one. And just like this whole thing tonight with Liz Cheney was, and this Benny Thompson were lying through their teeth. And you know what it was? You know, there's lies of commission and lies of omission. What they failed, the testimony that they would not allow, the thousands of hours of video that they would not allow anyone with testimony that was contrary to their narrative, their lies, come forward. I mean, these people are wicked and evil and dirty to the bone. And so, and you remember Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham said his only regret was that the police couldn't kill. What he really meant, they couldn't kill more innocent people, you know. That's what he said. He says, my advice to the police, you have bullets, kill those patriots. That was Lindsey Graham, the rhino. We won't forget that, Lindsey. We won't forget that. I'm going to remind people come November, too, Lindsey. And so here, we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls here. And so, we have, who do we have out of Oregon? David, out of Oregon, you're on, you're up.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, David.
God bless you,
buddy. Hello.
Thank you for your ministry. Hello.
Hello, you're here.
I didn't watch. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're loud and clear, yeah.
All right, well, I didn't watch the hearings, but I listened to them on the radio, because they were broadcast all over. And I'm out here in Hillsborough, Oregon, and I just got to say, Liz Cheney, the spirit of the Antichrist, must have been presiding over the hearings tonight, because I saw Liz Cheney up there just laugh from her, from just straight from laugh straight from hell, just from her mouth to God's ears. And I don't understand how the Lord ain't going to sit in judgment over this nation for long if our leaders just get up there and lie and bear false testimony.
David, I remember that long ago when we would watch a panel like this in one of the third world dictatorships where they would have this panel and all the commentary would be, look at how unjust these people are. Look at this is what dictators do. They don't allow any of the opposition to speak. That's exactly what that we used to laugh at that, and that's what that you know, God's word in the Bible calls the illegitimate a bastard. That's what that is. A bastard panel did tonight. What they did, and I'm going to tell you, all Americans should be totally ashamed of we've got to this point here. Who do we have? And John, you just jump in. That was who do we have, did you say? Let's go to Joe in PA.
Yes, Pastor Randy. God bless you and thank you for all you do. And it'll be carried on long after you're gone, for sure. But I just wanted to say, I was there January 6th, and they didn't mention anything of the Antifa people beating on the police and the big stage. It was like a staged mock fight that there was going on. And there's a lot of film of that. I watched a lot of films on television of these Antifa people, which I happen to see personally down there. But anyhow, that all besides the point, right now down on the southern border is one of the biggest invasions going on ever through a town, I think it's called Eagle Summit and Del Rio in Texas. They're just flooding across the border, and this is all coinciding with this January 6th hearings. And I'm sure we won't hear anything about it on TV, on regular TV news. And it's just amazing how they can schedule these things, you know, the deep state, whatever you want to call it. They are very good at the way they schedule things. And what I heard today on the television or on a radio program, many people from Somalia are coming across the border. And when they get into the U.S., there's buses there right away to take them all over the country, wherever they want.
Well, here in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio, the capital of Ohio, it's called Little Somalia. They have a huge Somali community. In some places, they fly the Somali flag, you know, over some of their restaurants and that. And coincided with that, there's a huge, huge problem with drugs and human trafficking in that area within there.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you this. When you talk about those riots from 2017 to now, John, there were 537 riots where they burned cities, where they beat people, killed people. And guess what? Every one of those are illegitimate, those that you saw on that panel tonight, every one of those liars supported. And Kamala Harris would actually go and help those people get out of prison, out of jail, the ones that did get arrested, and get back out there to keep burning and looting. That's the reality. These people are hardcore anti-Christ communists, anti-American as you can get. And that's the reality.
Ernie, to add to what you said, there was an organization that raised money that she was a part of. Now, I don't know if she just donated to it or she was a part of it, but she was involved in it. Let's put it that way.
No, she was involved in raising the money to make sure that they could go back out and burn.
Right, right. That's what it was. They would raise money to bail people out so that they could go back out on the street and start all over again.
Absolutely. You know what happened, like, just today? And there's a guy named Ryan Kelly. He's the Republican gubernatorial candidate. He's the lead. Was in the lead there in Michigan too, to win in the primary. to go against you-know-who, and guess what? He got arrested today by the FBI. And do you know what he was charged with? He was charged with taking part in January 6th. Now, why do you think they waited for today? And here's a man who is the lead. And now, we've watched. This is dirty tricks. This is all dirty cop stuff. And he was charged with encouraging people to enter into the Capitol. The police opened the doors and said, come on in. You didn't see them being charged with anything, did you? So, there you go.
The Newsmax had a good film about the January 6th, what happened there at the Capitol and all. And it wasn't all one side. It showed their side. But it was a lot more truthful than what you see on TV.
All righty. Well, listen, thanks for calling. And who do you have next there? You have let's go with Cliff, yeah. And we kind of have a weak feed tonight, so folks, speak up. Cliff, speak up loud.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay. Now, on Ryan Kelly, there's an article that just popped up on mysitenews.com. It said that there were 20 FBI people that came to his residence. He's 40 years old. He's got six kids. Not one, not two, not three, 20. 20 FBI agents. Really tough guys, huh? Really tough.
This is like the Gestapo. They're trying to install fear into the people. We can do it to you. We will come for you, like the Gestapo, like the KGB. And by the way, John, anyone that they're finding, if there's anybody within the ranks of the FBI agents that has honor, that has integrity, that's honest and willing to tell the truth and blow the whistle on the corrupt, they're purging them people, aren't they, John?
Oh, yeah, Pastor Ernie. I don't know who they would turn to. I don't know. Who could you blow the whistle on? I mean, who could you go to talk about corruption within the FBI? The Justice Department?
Well, what's going to happen is going to be some within
FBI.
Look, I know some FBI agents. They're not all corrupt. They're not all like their leadership. And those people, some of them are so ashamed. They're so ashamed of what the agency's become. And some of them are going to start turning. And I think some of them are. And that's why they're trying to purge. This is why they fear. This is why they're so afraid of having an honest election, because then the Democrats are going to be gone and the Republicans are going to be in there. Then there's going to be real investigations, and they're scared to death of that. And that's why they're doing what they're doing.
Pastor Ernie, I've been saying it for quite a while. I don't think we're going to have an election. They're going to do something. They'll start a war. Seriously. I'm dead serious about this. They've got the war going already in Ukraine with Russia, something with China. They're going to do something. And
I know that.
I think between now and then, we're going to have more mass shootings. They'll just keep the mass shootings going on. They'll break the economy with inflation. They're going to bring everything down so that there's chaos. Maybe there's going to be riots over you can't kill babies. They're going to kill people who won't allow them to kill babies. That's what they're going to do, Pastor Ernie. And the whole country will be in a turmoil, and they'll say, we need martial law to bring everything under control. We need martial law. We're going to suspend the election for however long. You watch. Something, they're going to do something, Pastor Ernie. Something.
Well, for the people out there listening to me tonight, what you need to understand, what you need to do, first of all, you need to get into a church, find a real church, an actual New Testament church, with a pastor that is bold. If he's got to be a bold pastor, okay, you guys get together, and people in your county, find some leaders, some Christian leaders in your county, contact your local sheriff there, have a meeting, sit down with them, and let them know, look, you're the authority in this county, and We don't want Antifa. We don't want burn, loot, and murder. We don't want these people coming into our counties. And so we are here to tell you that we will support you. We will be, we will get behind you, and we will support you and provide whatever is needed to secure the safety of our county. That's what they need to do, John, and that's what is starting to happen in a number of places.
Well, of all places in San Francisco, they removed this incredible, I don't have words for him, district attorney. He was so bad that they couldn't even have him in San Francisco.
He was a Soros bought and paid for.
Yes.
George Soros bought him. Yes. George Soros paid for him. He was a George Soros whore. And there's a number of George Soros whores that they call them attorney generals or prosecutors out there, and people are fed up with them. They want to go after one by one.
Well, I saw a chart which I'm looking for today, and it listed all of the all the Soros district attorneys, and it was sobering, Pastor Ernie. I think there was 275. Here it is, right here. No, 75. The 75 Soros-linked radical U.S. prosecutors who are wreaking havoc in American cities. It's 75 of them.
And you know what? We were talking about this when Barack Hussein Obama first came into office. We were talking about this. We were telling you, I don't know any other radio program or not at Fox News, any of them, that were talking about that and telling. We were telling you about that, and we've been telling you about that for years. Hang tight. We're coming up to a break, and when we come back from the break, we'll pick it up. But pick it up right where you left off, John. Right?
Okay.
Right after this. We're getting there. We're almost there. Get ready. We are coming. Be right back.
Fight the fight. Light the light. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.